philosophical basic things, and what you are telling, you are true to extent. So, now we have so much faith on you, but we want to know from where you learned so good explanations and all these things. Then what he replied, you should stand up and tell.
When the Lama Raja can ask his question.
Aesthetic?
Perform a service to get home from Lord Brahmana.
He saw that my brother has been killed by Bharati. So Bharati is not other than Vishnu. And if I am going to take revenge to kill Vishnu, then he will surely kill me. So I should be like Ajar Amar. So he went. Then you should go to astrology for astrology. He left anything to take, even water, even dry leaves, even air, everything he left. For 60,000 years, he was in a trance, and his body was taken by plants, and so only bone was there. And at that time, in Satyayuga, life used to live in bone, not in this body. And he now, if he will not say anything, after 2-3 days he will die. But at that time, life used to live in bone, so he was doing a study for 60,000 years. And in the meantime, what became? All demigods. And very big battle was there. The generals of Hiranyakashipu were there, they were fighting. But demigods killed all. Smashed them. And at last they catch hold of Kayadu.
So then
Mother? Kayadu? In where? Heavenly planet. So that when he will be measured in his own, then boy will come and they will. So he was taking. In the way, Narada was coming from heaven or any planet, to Joseph, why you are doing so nonsense thing, being a demigod and you are taking this lady, he cannot fight with you, why you are taking? Then, excellent. That karmanya rahmananam, see, karmanya rahmananam, nothing. By karma, but what we are doing, we cannot be happy. Never, never, never. Anyone has not become never happy. If you want to be happy in life, go to very expert guru. And at once take initiation, name and everything. And then try to follow the rules and regulations of devotion. Then they told that, oh, it is very hard. We cannot do these things. Then Prahlad Maharaj told, oh, sarveshanam bhutamapi hari ratmeshwara priya bhutar madhvi sikritai kutanam jivasangita. We are eternal servant of God, eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. So there is nothing hard to chant, remember, devotional activities. Naturally we can just do these things. We should accept that Krishna is our Holy Master, his father, his mother, his everything. So doing like this, so after going to Gurudev and taking initiation, we should learn how to begin our activities, Uttama Bhakti Party. Then he will teach everything. He will tell everything. like Siksha Guru, everything. And then he will tell that there are bhakti of 64 kinds of. In them, five are prominent. Nine are prominent for Prahlad Maharaj into Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Vishvaranam, all things. And among them, five are most important. Sadhu Sangh, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Samad, Mathura Vas, Srimurti, Saptayat, Sakal Sadhana Sresh Eipanj. Among all these devotional, these five are so much prominent. If anyone not doing any offense and is touched by any of the five, chanting name, being in initiation of any very good qualified guru and Vaishnava, worshipping very faithfully and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So any of the five, if you are touched anyhow a little, and among all these things, most important and root of all bhakti is Harinam Sankirtan. Sar Madhya Sarvashesh Nam Sankirtan. From today, from just now, we should begin Harinam Sankirtan. They told us, how we can do? We should be expert in instruments. No need at all. We should bring any instrument. No, nothing. Vali Krishna has given Kartal here with hands. We can do it. Kartal only. And Krishna has given very beautiful tongue and mouth and speech. So, we can do from here today, just now, they are all agreed that we will follow him. So, then Prahlad Maharaj was doing, oh, repeat me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
We want some easy thing. Easy kirtan. Oh, it is Hare Krishna so long. Hare Ram, Ram. So we want very easy. Then, then repeat again. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Run out from there. And then, Hiranyakashipu soaked his hands of Prahlad Maharaj. What nonsense you are doing? Durvinita. Durvinita, you know?
Disobedient.
My house, my family is so restricted, and you have become like a
An axe.
And it will cut my whole
dynasty.
Oh, I will teach a lesson. Who is telling you? I want to know. Then what he told? You know, anyone can tell? Atma kulu bheda naradhama stabdham matsasana udbhutam neshetvam jamakshan. You are not following me. Disobeying always. Oh, you are act for our dynasty. You are stopped up. You are like Jodha.
Like a stone.
Nothing understanding, no intelligence at all. Oh, now I am going to. Okay. And then what became? Protector, and who is your bulb? Bulb means strong. Began to tremble. Satya vidhatum nija bhakta bhasitam. To fulfill desire
promises.
Satyavidatam.
Who is Bhritya? Prahlad Maharaj.
He told that, oh yes, he is in this figure.
And everywhere. To make this true.
And also, the Bhaktavar Chatushan, Samaksanandan Samaskumar,
to keep their word that
only by Vishnu.
So all these, so many were reasons.
The Prahlad Nisingadev came in the Japan at once.
Flames were coming from all over
his head.
Then, at last, but he was not coming down. He was so angry.
At that time, anyone could not pacify him.
Then Brahma, Shankar, all became so worried. How to satisfy him?
Prabhu.
Then they called Lakshmi Devi and prayed that you should go and pacify your husband.
Today, this time I cannot go.
He will also kill me.
Then all told that Brahma, you should go, you are like son. Oh, today I cannot.
Oh, you are friend of Krishna and you should go, oh Shiv.
Oh, today no friendship, nothing.
Then they requested Prahlad,
oh, why? You should go, your father is like him.
And you should satisfy and pacify your father.
Prahlad Maharaj
quickly, immediately went to Nisingadev
and he came, jumped in the lap of
Nisingadev.
And at once he was pacified. Tears were coming from his ears.
Now he was so much
angry. But now everything went in a moment.
And tears were coming. And he was
Prahlad Maharaj, like animals, they do.
And he told, what he told?
But I've met so late, so I am worried. So I want to give you some benediction.
What blood?
He told that, I'm not a businessman.
I'm not did all devotion activities for business point.
That I will serve you and you will give me something.
So this is business.
So you should take for any desire is hiding anywhere in my heart.
You should quickly take it so that I may be pure.
Because you are telling that you should want something, benediction.
So I think I don't know where it is hidden here.
So please take it.
He told me, oh, I know that you are pure.
You don't want it. You never require anything.
But I want something that you should take benediction.
Then Prahlad Maharaj told,
if you are insisted me to take any benediction,
then I want that my father has done so much, offended me.
He has given so much
trouble
to all devotees here. He has cut all the green trees that anyone cannot have any wood or fruits. He has killed all the cows that ghee cannot come, milk cannot come, butter cannot come for devotional activities, for haman, yajna, fire sacrifice. And he has killed all the Brahmins at that time. So he has done so much. One very blunder, mistake, offense.
So please,
forgive him.
He told that, oh, you should not worry for it. Your father has been
liberated.
Because those who are of high class, Uttam Vaishnav, in their dynasty, upper and lower, 21 generation, all father, all mothers, all will be liberated. And those who are in Madhyam Adhikar, always chanting, remembering, doing devotional activities,
their 14 generations should be quickly liberated. And those who are now Kanishtha Adhikari, taking initiation and doing chanting, remembering, and try to do Shuddha, pure Harinam, pure devotional activity, but they cannot do. Even 7 generations should be liberated. So don't worry. Then he told that. Again he told, insisted, I want to give any benediction because my darshan is observed.
So you are going in
vain. So you should want anything. Then he told, I want that all the conditioned souls are forgetting you. And they are now doing so many bad things. And they are suffering so much. I cannot tolerate. I want that my all good things should be given to them so that they may be devotees. I want to take all their suffering and bad fruit of bad activity. And for lakhs and lakhs, but I want to suffer for them. But they should be liberated. Then Prahlad Maharaj, Nrisimhadev told, I am defeated, Nrisimhadev told, I am defeated. And you have won me. Now I am myself giving you this benediction. That anyone hear this Harikatha about myself and yourself, this Prahlad Upakhyan, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisimhadev, they will be quickly liberated. And anyone has not to suffer, you will have not to suffer. So, you, now, if anyone doing chanting, remembering Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj, anyone participating in this function here, in Abhishek, here in Harikatha, this should and powerful Hari Kathas here, all should be liberated by Nrisimhadev. If Nrisimhadev promises this, that anyone here, I'll make them but liberated from this world, and all their suffering, sorrows, and everything I will take, so he will must take, he will take. You should have a very strong faith. He cannot teach us. What he will tell, he will surely do. So you should have a very strong faith that he will be merciful to us, and gradually we will develop our Krishna consciousness, and he will give inspiration for bhakti life. So after this, we will do what Abhishek of Nrisimhadev today. First some kirtan and then Abhishek Nirajan, who will do like Indian priest, not so much tightened by coat and everything. Only halka chadar they should take and do. 2-3 verses. Who will do? Raghunath Bhatta. They can all do. A very simple. He knows, he will show, and he will do. Quickly take up out your cloth and go there. First take Atman and do it.